The menu yesterday. Why not try
something oysters upon a ship in Loch Foyle?
Or the MLA special.
That's a red herring.
I don't think it is a red herring.
An assembly staple dished up daily, according to some.
The member's very good at throwing red herrings into various debates.
The assembly was discussing the road races bill, designed to give race organisers greater flexibility when scheduling events by allowing contingency race and practice days in the event of, say, bad weather. The bill itself is racing through, having been allowed accelerated passage. But
you cannot have it before 1:30 on a Sunday or after 6 p.m.
The TUV's Jim Allister was accused of putting the brakes on with an amendment to limit Sunday racing in the interest of churches on race routes, specifically the Northwest 200 circuit. Now, he has a house on that route himself, as many an MLA pointed out yesterday. But for Mr. Allister, it's a question of human rights. Don't force churchgoers off the road.
Amendment 2 is an exact reflection of what has been tried and tested for many years in the Isle of Man, the capital of road racing.
John Dallett of the SDLP is keen to see the legislation cross the finishing line in time for next year's racing calendar.
I'm sorry that Mr. Allister, who represents that area, couldn't be an outrider for a very important event.
The Ulster unionist Danny Kinahan suggested the TUV amendment was oversteering the legislation and in danger of losing the balance and flexibility it was designed to give race promoters.
I do think there's a danger today in overcomplicating a matter which should be relatively simple.
There were other amendments up for discussion. The DUP suggested that race organisers should first have to satisfy officials that any contingency racing on Sundays would result in the minimum of disruption. And that was the amendment which was passed.
I think the ayes have it. The ayes have it.
The Finance Minister, Simon Hamilton, was hoping to win the support of the Chamber when it came to discussing his plans for rates collection and debt recovery. Arrears have doubled in the last 5 years and now amount to £160 million.
We know that many businesses have gone to the wall. We know that many businesses continue to struggle. We know that it is difficult. The cost of living increasing puts pressure on individuals. And as if that sort of somehow excuses the fact that it has risen.
The Finance Minister announced a short, focused review of the way rates are collected. Next up,
Order members, the Minister of Agriculture and Rural Development, wishes to make a statement to the House.
Michelle O'Neill was reporting back on a North-South Ministerial Council meeting. The focus? Oysters. All right for some, said her Sinn Féin colleagues, after hearing how she'd been sampling oysters on board a boat on Loch Foyle. It was question time too for the Sinn Féin Education Minister. By now, John O'Dowd's used to facing challenges from the DUP over his use of free school meals as an indicator of social deprivation.
There's some parties in this House who do not want to and are stridently opposed to giving more funding to schools with a higher concentration of social deprivation, regardless of how it's measured.
Mr O'Dowd's time was soon up, making way for the DUP Enterprise Minister, and so the tables were turned. Arlene Foster found herself fielding questions on flag protests from Sinn Féin's Phil Flanagan.
Because it is having a negative impact on visitor numbers coming from the rest of Ireland.
Two police officers were injured during Saturday's Loyalist flag protest in Belfast, but Arlene Foster was quick to point out that the parade in the city centre hadn't resulted in the much-predicted chaos, even if it had created the much-predicted political tension.
Undoubtedly, there will be some people, even in this chamber, who may be disappointed that the event passed over peacefully. I have to say, it is disappointing that there are those who try to make political points.
But what's politics without point scoring?